Let's talk about fertility in our gardens. Soil fertility is so critical. There's no other way of getting around it. It is just so important to know that your soil is good and healthy. It's got all the nutrients that it needs for your plants to grow. Without the right nutrients, your plants will not thrive. I want to talk about three basic things that we really need to consider when we're looking at soil fertility. Let's first talk about soil testing. If you don't know where to begin, if you're asking for directions and say, I'd like to get to so-and-so, and the first thing that they ask you is, well, where are you starting from? Well, you've got to know what your soil is actually doing. So we like to take soil tests. Most of our land-grant universities do soil testing. You can talk with any extension folks and get some soil test kits. It's very simple to take. And then once you have taken your test, it actually comes back and you know exactly what is going on in that soil for that particular crop that you're trying to grow. So let's talk a little bit about soil testing. Soil testing is very simple. It's really a small box that you get from us and a form that you fill out. But it's real simple to do. The tools that you'll need to take a soil test is you need a small bucket. You'll need maybe a garden tool to stir with. And you'll need something to dig in the ground with. Sometimes this could be a mattock or a shovel, a spade, something of that nature. Let's say you're going to take a garden sample, a soil test, and your garden's maybe a half an acre to an acre. Let's say it's in this case a rectangle. You start at one corner, you walk a few steps, you take a sample down 6 inches, and you take just a small core sample, and you put that in your bucket. Now, you won't take off the grass or take any of the earthworms or rocks or things of that nature out, and you want to walk zigzag all over that rectangle, and taking at least 8 to 10 samples throughout that entire rectangle. Once you get all your samples taken in and put in your bucket, you just stir them up real good. You form up your box that is given in the kit. You pour your dirt in there. You label it, and then you mail it off to the right soil testing lab. And I could talk about the University of Tennessee, but I know this is going all over the world. So find whoever you're doing with and your county agents or somebody else of that nature. Your universities, land-grant universities can help you. So just find out wherever you want to send them to and then send them. Usually within 2 weeks, you know exactly what your soil is doing. Whenever your soil does get back, it does tell you what your pH is. It also tells you what nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that is needed for that certain crop. And most of our soil tests are very, very specific. If you're going to grow blueberries, there has a code on it for actually growing blueberries. And there's other codes on it for gardens and for lawns and things of that nature. So it's very, very specific to that soil type, to whatever you're growing. I mentioned pH. pH is really a measurement of how acid your ground is or how base your ground is. It's really measuring the hydrogen ions in your soil. Now, I know that's some technical mumbo-jumbo, but really it's just showing you how acid or how base your soil is. There's a number between 1 and 14. Anything from 7 and below is considered an acid soil. Anything above 7 is considered a base soil. 7 is neutral. Now, we need to know what grows best at what pHs. Thank the good Lord that the majority of our plants grow best between 6.0 and 7.2. And for our gardens that really like 6.0 to 6.8. Anything above 6.8, you're starting to get into some deficiencies. Now, the best way of actually getting this pH measurement is through a soil test. Now, there is some different kits that you can buy at some your garden centers that will actually test your pH. And usually it's a color scheme, and you have to actually break a little tablet or something of that nature mixed in with your soil and water, and you have to kind of gauge what color that is, and they have a kind of a color scale that you go by. There's different kits for different reasons, but you really need to know what your pH is in your soil, because if your pH gets out of whack, your nutrients will not be available to your plants. And so you've got to, if your pH is too low, you've got to add lime to increase your pH. And if your pH is too high, you add sulfur to decrease your pH. But your pH is more critical, in my opinion, than actual fertilizer. So just keep that in mind. Make sure you know what your pH is. It's always good to test your pH every 3 years in a garden.